Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Let's get after it. Dive right into it. Hey, everybody. Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the podcast. Comparing. It is so freaking dangerous. This is one of the most dangerous things we do as adults that sabotage any type of success that we even hope to have. We're dead before we even get going, man. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. By the way, if you haven't booked your power call, calendar wide open for you this week. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book your 30-minute power call. I want to talk to you about your dream and how you can get out of the gates faster than you ever dreamed of. All right, so go ahead and book your call. I will call you. I will. I promise. So I'm inside my kids' phones, which is always a dangerous place to be. I'm talking Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, private messages, group messages, all over the place. If you want to be a good parent, probably one of the toughest things you'll do, but one of the things you got to do. I mean, look. So everybody defines parenting differently, I guess, good parenting differently. My definition of good parenting is my kids grow up to be functional adults and they, you know, have an opportunity to do something pretty freaking amazing that doesn't require, you know, having to rely on all their friends' opinions and what's everybody think. And I tell my kids a lot, man, you wouldn't last 5 minutes in my childhood. You just wouldn't do it. And that doesn't mean that makes me not a very good parent because I want my kids to grow up ready for, look, Mike Tyson said it best, baby. Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. And that is a great metaphor for life. What's your plan for when you get punched in the face? Because it's going to happen, and it's going to happen a lot, especially in your 20s. And when you look around, and I'm doing a deep dive into, you know, this forensic deep dive into my kids' phones because I want to make sure they're not being idiots out there. And I'd love to tell you my kids are perfect. They're not. I'd love to tell you I'm raising angels. I'm not. But I will tell you this. My kids understand they were created in the image of God himself. And they're not as – here's the thing, though. I think that, hey, kids, you got some growing up to do. Look, you got to right this ship a little bit. And then I look at other kids out there, because when you start going down that rabbit hole, and if you've done this as a parent, man, you understand what I'm talking about. You look at other kids out there and you're like, holy cow, what parent, there's no way their parents know they're posting that photo out there. There's no way their parents know they're talking like that. And so then you start comparing, it's like, well, my kid's not doing that. And that's even worse. You know, we like to compare ourselves and, well, I'm not as successful as so-and-so, and I'm not as successful as so-and-so. And that's dangerous out there. Entrepreneurs, business people, employees, you know, you're getting promoted at the job, and you're like, oh, someone else got promoted before me, and blah, 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 blah. And then you got the flip side of it. Well, at least I'm not doing bad as so-and-so. And that's just as dangerous, you know. I may be broke, but I'm not as broke as Joe. Or, you know, my life may suck, but at least I'm not in Mary's relationship. I mean, that's no way to go through life either. You know, it's dangerous to compare yourself in both directions, saying, oh, I wish I was as successful as so-and-so, and then flipping it, saying, well, at least I'm not as bad as so-and-so. You know, everybody's always going to have it worse than you, and everybody's always going to catch lightning in a bottle, get a little lucky, work hard as well, and they're going to blow it out of the water financially and otherwise. But everybody's got their own issues to deal with, and that's where you got to have this situational, we used to call it situational leadership back in the corporate game, where everybody was treated fairly, but they weren't treated equally. You know, in managing sales reps is a challenge as well, because you've got your superstar sales reps that are way at the top and they need to be treated like divas. They're all divas. They all think, you know, oh, I'm going on every quota buster trip. You need to treat me differently. Yeah, okay. You do get treated fairly, all right, but not equally, because, you know, you're going to get a lot of, because I realize as a sales manager right up front, you also got to take care of these men and women that are writing 20% of your sales reps. 20% of your sales reps are going to write 80% of your business for you. You know, that's never changed, never will change. It might even be 90-10, you know. And looking at the bottom half of the sales, quota busters that we used to look at, the sales sheets, they didn't mean these were bad people. It just meant they weren't good at their job, and they got treated, you know, fairly, but not equally. You know, you would always throw a bone to the best sales reps out there that you wouldn't throw to the other people that couldn't write a quota because they weren't working as hard, they weren't as passionate, and all of that stuff. And I say all of this to come back to comparing. Comparing. Because people that used to be on the bottom rung of the sales ladder where I used to work, they'd always say, well, you always let so-and-so come in late and they don't have to go to this meeting. I said, yeah, you know, an easy way to avoid meetings? Start selling. You start becoming a top sales rep, and it's not difficult to do. There's already been a pattern. Remember, success leaves clues. You want to come in earlier and you want to go on more sales calls and you want to make more phone calls and sell and write more business, I'll get you out of every single meeting. You'll never have to go to another meeting the rest of your life. Oh, okay, what do you think they did? Nothing, because it's behaviors, it's habits, and it's all of that stuff. So when I'm doing this deep dive into my daughter's phone yesterday, making sure that she's not embarrassing herself out there, I started looking around like, these are the people that you hang out with. You know, and I had a conversation with her when she got home last night. I was like, this never changes the rest of your life. This will never change. These people, you can take and replace the names, replace the ages of your life. It doesn't matter. This concept, all right, this principle, this guiding principle never, ever changes, okay? You get to be 22 years old, you're going to hang around a different group of people once you get out of college, if you go to college. And I hope you don't go to college, by the way. But if you want to go to college and take on 100 grand of debt, then that's on you, all right? You're not, your last student loan payment will be when you're 44 years old. It will not be in the same profession that you started out when you were 18 years old, because when you were 18 years old, 3 months prior to that, you needed a hall pass to use the bathroom, and now you're supposed to, in college, decide what you want to do the rest of your life. So if you go to college, you better damn well know that you're going into debt. You're not going to be able to pay that debt off unless you're going into medical, legal, engineering, chemical, something that's going to have a specialized knowledge, computer, IT, right out of college, all right, making 80, 90, 100 grand a year, then your student loans you'll be able to pay off quicker. Just understand the game is played. I've got a freshman in college. I tell her every day, play the game. She goes, hey, Dad, you know, we can check in online and not have to show up for class. I'm like, oh, you're golden. She goes, what do you mean? I said, you're golden. Just check in. I go, do you have to? I mean, all you need is an A in that class. Do you know how to get an A? She goes, yeah, it's a pretty easy class. I mean, it's not rocket science. Great. Only go when you want to go. Get the A. It's a game. All of it's a game. You need to pay. You're getting 3 credits for that class. Play the game. That's all you got to do. All you got to do. College is meaningless. Get the diploma. Get the piece of paper, because you're going into this field now because you want a J-O-B, the journey of the broke, the jump out of bed, the just over broke. And now, hopefully, you're going to be super passionate about this, but you're playing the game till you're 30, then you launch your own business. You soak up all the knowledge. You take on as little debt as you can possibly do. You get that piece of paper. You prepare yourself to become an entrepreneur by age 30. Then you change the world. Up until then, you play the game. Don't go to class. I told my daughter, she goes, really? You don't care if I don't care if you go to, the hell do I care if you go to class? You're old enough to go to war. I don't care if you go to class. Get the A. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying don't do well. I'm saying don't. If going to class is optional and you can still get an A by not going, why the hell would you go? Go to the gym. Have a ball. I don't care what you do. And that is that. I wish she had more people around her giving her that advice. Now, she calls regularly. We talk all the time. So thankfully, I'm there to give her that advice. But guys, listen to me. This stuff, when you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, who are you hanging around? And what are you comparing yourself to? Comparison is a zero sum. It is a losing game. Unless you want to compare yourself to where you used to be. Now, that might not be a bad idea. Comparing yourself to where you used to be will show you how far you've come, because a lot of people, most people, don't give themselves credit for how far they've come in life. You've overcome addiction. You've overcome pornography. You've overcome bad relationships, abusive relationships. You've overcome bankruptcy. You've overcome that minimum wage job. You've overcome so much, yet you still kick yourself for the stuff that you're doing regularly. Look, we're all sinners, man. Ain't nobody sinned better than the other person. I love when people are like, did you see what so-and-so did? Yeah, your sin ain't any better. Sit down. Your sin ain't any better, okay? There is no, in the eyes of God, one sin is not any worse than the other one, okay? So listen to me. You know what you want to compare yourself to? As you grow, we talked about a couple days ago, when you go low, you grow. When you're low, that's when you grow the most, okay? When you do that, though, make sure you take time every 60 to 90 days and look back. Look back, man. Look how far I've come. But it's not as far as... No, you don't get to do that. You don't get to put the water on that fire. Look how far you've come, and don't ever say, well, it's not as far as I want to be, or not as far as so-and-so. You're never going to get perfect this thing, man, called life. Nobody does that. I don't care what level you are, okay? You want to make sure that you don't compare yourself to people that are on the top. You don't compare yourself to people that are on the bottom. Ask yourself this question. Am I a better version of myself than I was yesterday, just 24 hours ago? Am I doing better today than I was doing yesterday? Sometimes that answer, look, quite honestly, is going to be no. No, I took a step back. Okay, great. So did 8 billion other people. Now you take a step forward. And this is how this game of life is played, man. You don't beat yourself up so much for the mistakes. Let me ask you this question. Do you high-five yourself every time you do something better than you did the day before? Probably not. So why would you beat yourself up for something that you did stupid that wasn't in line with what you wanted to have happen? We've all done it, man. I'll do it 25 times today. You know me. I grip and rip this thing every single day, this podcast that I'm recording for you, in hopes that it reaches you at the right moment, at the right time, that you understand perfection is never going to happen. Are you a better version of yourself than you were yesterday? And if the answer is yes, please take a minute, even if it's just a minute, and say, nice job. You know, congrats. You did it. And don't beat yourself up too much. And even when I had to have the talk with my daughter, man, about what's going on out there in this 7-inch screen in the phone where all the photos and the Snapchat and TikTok and Instagram and all of that stuff, I'm pretty damn plugged into my kids. I want to make sure that they're out there living the best version of themselves, not comparing themselves to a fake digital world that has no representation to what society and the real world is going to look like. And I want to make sure you understand that as well. People out there with the selfies and the smiley faces, they ain't living a better life, my friend. They're just better photographers. That's all it is, you know? So, hey, make sure you do this. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book your 30-minute call. I want to call you on the phone. Let's chat it out. Let's get this thing going. And make sure you do not compare your worst performance to somebody else's best performance. That is just, that's always going to keep you trapped. Don't do that, all right? And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.